Everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a law of attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from Mexico City, not my usual Portland, Oregon, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of September 12th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And yes, I am in Mexico City this week visiting my son. I'm having a great time, and tonight we're going to the Lucha Libre. I hope I pronounced that right. Those are the crazy wrestlers that wear masks, and then everybody cheers. So I'm sure it'll be a fun time. Last week, we had that new moon in Virgo giving us the grounded energy in order to get back into a routine. That helped with doing to-do lists and starting new projects, all the less glamorous but necessary stuff of making our dreams come true. So we're currently between the new moon and the full moon, and we're also pre-fall equinox and pre-Mercury retrograde, which happens on September 27th. All of this is leading up to the equinox in about a week. And as we know, the equinox is about balance. What we're doing now is getting back in balance. We're preparing by checking stuff off the to-do list, getting organized, getting back to or starting new routines that all help us be more in balance. So that's the focus this week. Noticing where you could be more in balance before the equinox. And it's kind of cool that the time leading up to and the time after the equinox are about us adjusting so that we're in prime shape as we enter fall and winter. So on Tuesday, September 14th, the Sun opposes Neptune. And this energy could go both ways. You're either going to be coming up with a new version for your life, a new vision, I should say, or you're going to feel disillusioned, kind of like somebody let the air out of your balloon. It can go either way. If you do go down, though, it should pass in just a couple of days. And if it doesn't, make sure you get some help because Neptune rules depression. So a Neptune transit is the perfect time for anything creative and spiritual. It's great for being in nature, being in water, and following your intuition. Also, this is beautiful energy for having Reiki or acupuncture, a massage, or any type of healing because your resistance is lower and you're more open to receive right now. Also on Tuesday, September 14th, Mars enters Libra until the end of October. So Mars is the planet of conflict, and it's passing through a sign that is notoriously non-confrontational. So the secret of getting through this Mars and Libra time is compromising without losing yourself in the process. So it's time to put your focus and your effort toward creating harmony in your partnerships and your relationships. So we'll want to listen. We want to negotiate. We want to compromise so that all sides can be heard and understood. So if you find yourself in a really difficult conflict this week, it would be definitely the time to go to a mediator or even a therapist. So many of us forget that being nice and being kind are two different things. Sometimes the kindest thing to do is to express your true feelings, even if it rocks the boat. So talking through disagreements until we understand each other and see eye to eye, of course, would be the ideal approach to any conflict. But people are more gun shy when it comes to conflict nowadays. I'm sure that you have noticed that. I should say they're more gun shy about conflict until they're on social media. So many people just avoid dealing with issues, which leaves the issues to fester. And then you have a big blow up. So right now, we're getting an opportunity to deal with the stuff that's bothering us before it builds up and we explode. So at its worst, Mars in Libra shows up as being passive aggressive. You could either be blaming others or holding others responsible for maintaining harmony. So then you're judging them. Then you're blaming them, even attacking them when it doesn't work out. If you are saying, look what you made me do, that is the worst of Mars in Libra. And we'll probably see a lot of that this week on social media. Not this week, until the end of October. So lots of strong opinions, probably about the vaccine and masks. Lots of arguing and passive-aggressive stuff. You might even want to avoid social media for a while or just don't engage in any of it. This is not the time to get into a power struggle. Actually, I'm not sure there's ever a time to get into a power struggle. True power is not getting into a power struggle. If you are powerful, you know it, and you don't have to prove it to anyone, especially your kids. If you think about it, it's kind of ridiculous to get into a power struggle with a three-year-old. There's no need to enter into a power struggle with anyone, not employees or employers, not neighbors, not partners, not kids. Now is the time to recognize your true power and know that you don't have to prove it to anyone. Now is the time to step into your power. So Mars in Libra also urges us to partner up, like get into a relationship right now or make the relationship public to make others happy and to really understand others and their points of view. We don't need to agree with them, but we can at least try to understand them. So we have another week of getting ourselves organized and back in balance for the equinox next week. And this goes for everything in your life. Your physical body, your home, your relationships, your mental health, your diet, your spiritual practice, everything. Also, the perfect time for a massage, maybe a visit to a float tank, a little floating this week, some Reiki, anything that is healing. You'll get more bang for your buck right now because the stars are aligned. We got that Neptune there that really opens us up to healing right now. Okay, quick little funny story. As you know, my son Tice lives in Mexico City, so I packed stuff that he requested that I can get in Portland, but he can't really find in Mexico that easily. So half of my suitcase was stuff for him. There was cosmetics. I bought him a box of See's candy, which is his favorite. A razor that he forgot when he was visiting me last time. So when I was checking in at the airport, I put my bag up to be weighed on the thing, and something inside started vibrating. So, So the check-in person says really loud, too loud in my opinion, "Something is vibrating in your suitcase." So of course, everyone within 100 yards stops talking to see what's going on. So I open the suitcase and the vibrating gets louder. So now the whole concourse check-in area is dead quiet. Everyone is paying attention to the thing vibrating in my suitcase. And there are even a couple people, I kind of take a look around me, a couple people taking videos. So I pull out Tice's razor and turn it off, and I could just hear the disappointment behind me because it wasn't something that was more exciting for me to pull out and turn off. So that is it for the week. I am doing a fall equinox astrology podcast with the astrologer Deborah Norton next week, so we'll know what to expect for the next couple of months. And then also when I get back, my 50% off everything sale starts, and I will definitely let you know more about that next week. So have a fabulous week. Get yourself back in balance. Do the stuff that's really not as exciting, but that we really need to do right now so that we enter fall and winter completely balanced. All right, once again, have a fabulous week, and I will talk to you again next week.